This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Vicky DeRosa. She's going to be talking about living longer and happier. Vicky is passionate about teaching people about healthy lifestyles. Her career in health began after being diagnosed with Leber hereditary optic neuropathy, a genetic disease that causes blindness. She overcame that disease thanks to her healthy lifestyle and began a career of sharing life-changing wellness, knowledge, and inspiration with the world. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, Vicky?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Mari. How are you?
I'm great. You have such an amazing story. I mean, I couldn't barely believe it when the first time we talked about healing yourself from a genetic eye disease. Would you share that with the listener?
Yes. Thank you. And thank you for having me on. Thank you so much. I love sharing my story only because it just speaks volumes to not taking no for an answer. So, and I'll try to make it as brief as possible because it can be a very long story. But basically, August of 2004, I woke up almost totally blind. And I say almost because what they diagnosed me with was 1 foot blurry, which meant I could see dark shadows between my face, between my eyes and a foot away. And then at that point, it was black darkness. And the shadows were just basically, you know, like gray shadows moving right in front of me. Mm-hmm. But the diagnosis came within a period of 5 months. For the entire 5 months, I saw tons and tons of doctors. No physician could figure it out. They couldn't figure out why I was so healthy and I was obviously blind. And so finally they diagnosed me with LHON. I have the most severe type. There's 3 different types. It's a children's genetic disease. And once it manifests, you basically become blind. And the doctors, when they diagnosed me and after the DNA results came in, they told me that I would be blind forever. They wanted to put me in a blind hospital for 16 weeks. They wanted me to learn Braille and walk with a cane and allow the Blind Foundation to help me and go on disability. And I just refused any of that help, politely. and so, you know, I set my mind, I truly set my mindset that I would regain my sight. And I make it sound easy these days. It certainly was not easy. It was a very traumatic time. It was devastating in many, many ways to me and my entire family. And, but, you know, these days, looking back, I make it sound easier than it was probably. But I was determined. I was determined. And so within a year and a half after that, so a total of 2 years I spent in blindness, in 2006, the summer of 2006, I regained most of my sight.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing.
Well, I feel very blessed. I am grateful every single day because there's some things that I can't do now. I can't read small print without these funky glasses, and I cannot drive, but it's a far cry from having to hold on to people to move around.
Absolutely. What was inside of you, Vicky? How did you know? Because you knew, and you said you refused the help, all that kind of stuff, the Braille, the hospitals. What was inside you? What was that knowing that you were going to be able to overcome this?
You know, it's that knowing is the same thing when you have faith for anything. Mm-hmm. It's choosing faith over fear is a certain type of knowing within your heart, within your subconscious, and it's a knowing that it's going to happen, but you don't necessarily know when.
Right.
And so, and, you know, and people said to me, were you, you know, how did you know? And, you know, are you sure you knew? I don't know if I knew, Mari. I know I had to feel like I knew. Mm-hmm. And so I was determined that they were wrong. I was determined that it would come back. And, you know, some people might think 2 years is a long time to live in blindness. I would have had the same perseverance and faith if it took me 20. Because I believe in this life, it is so precious. And we're here to do so much, each and every one of us, that you just don't give up until you have no other choice.
Right. That's awesome. What a story. I know that you have a strong belief that being happy now is of utter importance to our lives. How did you get to that belief, and why is it so important?
Oh, how did I get there? Why is it so important? You know, so I had another traumatic event. You know, I keep saying to people, they keep knocking me down and I just don't stay down. I had a pretty traumatic event last year. I was diagnosed with a very large tumor, and it was at the same time that I was finishing a book. And the book that I was finishing was called Live Like You Are Dying. And I had been teaching this, seminar on living as if you have 30 days left and how powerful it is for one's life. And although I had been teaching it, and I'd been teaching this seminar at hospitals and Fortune 500 companies for over a decade, until I was faced with perhaps what might be the end of my life, because again, like, you know, but you don't, like, do you really know? Like, that's the thing. Like, I can say, with all the faith in the world, I know this will happen. But there also has to be a little bit of, I let go. I surrender to whatever is. And mm-hmm. so at that point, I really had to face my own questions. I had to look in the mirror and say, am I truly living as if I have 30 days left? And I thought I had been asking myself that question constantly. But then when I was faced with basically a death sentence, I had to, my answers were different, Madi. And so I realized I made many shifts in my life instantly, as soon as I could, you know. I mean,
right.
And the one thing that became very, very important was happiness. And so happiness became really important. And the reason why that is, here's why I think you have to be happy no matter what. Number one, I think it's the most unselfish thing you can do in the world. Because mm-hmm. if you are happy, then everyone around you is happy. Because you can't, other people cannot be happy around you unless you personally are truly happy. And I really believe that. And so I believe choosing happiness for yourself is literally the most unselfish thing you can do.
Wow. That's pretty much the opposite of what we learn.
I know it is. I know it is. I think that's why I just said it like that to you, because I know it's the opposite of what we learn, but I believe that is the lifestyle we live. I think we're often taught things that are not really beneficial. I think there are a lot of myths out there. I think there are a lot of misperceptions. And I think becoming your own best friend, making happiness the number one priority, I think those things make you a more loving, compassionate person, which truly is what we are meant to be.
Yes, absolutely. Very good. So what would you say to a person who says, well, I do want to be more happy or bring more joy in my life, but how do I actually do this? Are there steps that I can take to do this?
I think beginning with releasing the negativity that is in one's heart. I think that we all just inherently carry resentment, anger, fear, lack of forgiveness. Beginning to release those things is the first step in becoming happy. It truly is. And I know I don't mean to make that sound easy. I'm not here to say that that's easy. But it is the first step to happiness. You have to release those things so that then your heart and your mind can be filled with the goodness that it's meant to be filled with.
Great, I love that. And what would you suggest as one way to begin to release those?
I think just one day at a time. You know, it's interesting. I just wrote something. It's funny that you asked me that question because I just wrote a post about this today. There's a famous Latin quote that says, beginning is half the battle. Basically, if you start, you're halfway there. And so I think it's just one step at a time. No, you know, it's kind of like, and this is what I put in the post. I love to hike. I adore hiking. I try to go every chance that I have. And being in California, I'm very blessed to be able to hike. But sometimes I'll be in front of what appears to be a very steep mountain. And I don't start and look at the top of the mountain. I start and I look down at my steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I just take one step at a time, I know I will eventually get there.
Right.
If I look at the end, if I look at the top of the mountain, my heart will become overwhelmed and it seems almost too much. And so I think beginning is just that. As simple as it sounds, just start. One day at a time, one step at a time.
I love that. That's great. And, you know, and having the intention that I'm going to be happy today, or I'm going to reach for happiness today. Because there was a time in my life where I was not happy at all. In fact, I cried myself to sleep almost every night. And
really?
I had to... Yes. Yes, many years
wow.
ago. And I had to, and I wanted to be happy, but I didn't know how to go about it. And I would just reach for moments of happiness. You know, what makes me happy? Writing makes me happy. Reading a novel
yes.
makes me happy. You know, and just little moments of being happy. And so one day I realized when I went to bed, I had been happy the whole day. And I was like, wow.
Oh, see, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yes. That's beautiful.
So like you say, starting even one little bit, because some, you know, like that mountain, if you look up at it, you're like, I never could climb this. Same thing. If you're unhappy all day, you could say, well, I could never have a full day of happiness. But if you can have a moment of it, you know, that's
so
a good
true.
Thing. I love that study.
So true.
So what do you so think, Vicki, is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
Live like you are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I hear myself say that, and I know sometimes people, you know, like you might hear me and that might make you go, but if you really think about it, number one, nothing is guaranteed. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. And so as we sit here right now, as you and I are chatting, for some people, this will be the very last day. And mm-hmm. so when you begin to live as if you are dying, as if you literally only have 30 days left, oh my goodness, it becomes so important. Your priorities shift. Who you are around changes. What you put into your body so that you can feel the best you can feel for the very next day. What conversations you have. How will you discover your mission? What is your legacy? When you are faced with that question, all of a sudden, so much shifts in your life and everything begins to be more important. Because when I think that there are two kinds of people in the world,
mm-hmm.
you either think you have all the time in the world or you are thinking about everything that has passed you up and that it's way too late.
Yeah.
Well, if both those types of people just begin to live in the very present moment, which is all that some of the greatest teachers in the world teach us, is just be in the present. Be in the present. Just ask yourself. And that's what happened to me last year. And now I do it all the time. If I only had 30 days left, what would be my legacy? What would I be doing right now? And Mari, I'll tell you, it has changed my life. And it forces me to live in the present and to constantly think about, what do I want to leave behind? How do I want to help people? What is my mission? What am I putting into my body so that I wake up tomorrow morning with the most amount of energy so that I can do all that I need to do, right? Like, doesn't it make you shift into
yeah.
that?
I love that. Yes. You said something before, who am I spending time with? You know, what conversations am I having? I mean,
that's right.
We want to have the best conversations. We want to spend our time with people who who support us and who we enjoy being around and make us laugh, right? And so it really makes us very, in a sense, very picky and very particular about where we go, who we spend time with, what we eat, what we drink. It's kind of like a zeroing in. I see like a magnet zeroing in on what do I really want for my life.
Think about it, Marty. If you think about it right now, and if anyone who is listening to this thinks about it right now, if somebody said to you, you now have 30 days left here on this earth, I bet you anything, your life changes immediately.
Absolutely.
And that's the point. It should. And so what my message is, do it now. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know.
Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Vicki a question, the lines are open and you can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now and we'll be right back.
Wondering about your love life? Want to know how your pet is doing since crossing the Rainbow Bridge? Getting ready to start something important in your life? Psychic medium Cheryl Murphy has helped people make important life decisions for over 20 years. She can bridge the connection to your spiritual guides and put you in touch with your loved ones. Learn more or book a session today at mediumcheryl.com and join her free weekly healing prayer circle. Visit mediumcheryl.com today.
Frustrated by right-wing pundits demonizing award-winning books in the classroom and even in book club circles? Mark Daniel's compassionate and nurturing Counterfire brand title, Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, will open your heart and ignite spirits, lifting you out of the social networking bonfire and into a better place. Weed Out Hate, Plant a Rose, available through Amazon and other online retailers.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Vicki DeRosa. She's talking about living longer and happier. So, Vicki, you are now, your mission is to help people get into wellness, change their lives, live better. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for that and what you do for people.
So, once I recovered most of my eyesight, I realized that there was really such little authentic information out there about real health. Mm-hmm. So we built a wellness program, and we wanted to reach as many people as possible. So we began working with hospitals and Fortune 500 companies around the country. And that has been amazing, amazing. It's been well over a decade of doing that, and I've had so much fun. But last year, when this traumatic event happened to my own life, I realized that it wasn't enough. Sometimes, and, you know, I want to be very careful because I'm also very grateful that I've had this opportunity. Sometimes when I speak in front of a hospital audience or a corporation, my hands are tied a little bit. I'm not able to say 100% of what I want to say. And so last year, and as a result, the major thing that I went through just made me realize. And that was the thing. I looked in the mirror and I said, if you had 30 days left, what would you do right now? And that was when I made the major shift. And it was pretty, you know, the fact that we were in a pandemic, it was really, it kind of all just flowed. And I began doing videos, you know, online. We have now, you know, built a website and we're offering, in fact, we have a course. And I would like to give your audience a discount, if I may, Marty. It starts on June 6th. But thank you. Thank you. I would love to. So we're now reaching people just via social media, online, through Zoom. And so I'm beginning to now just be able to speak my truth, to say everything that I want to say about health and emotional state of mind and the heart and mindfulness. I'm able to speak about all of it. And you know what, Marty? The worst that can happen is somebody just tunes out. Nobody's going to tell me I can't come back and speak somewhere.
That's right.
So I get to be authentic and, you know, and not, I've always been authentic, but, you know, it's a funny thing when somebody, you know, somebody asks you, what's your opinion on dairy? And you've got a hospital VP looking at you, you know, suggesting you can't answer that question. So that's what I mean. I don't mean to sound like there is anything too dramatic, but, you know, our hands are tied sometimes when we're speaking on the corporate level. Our hands are, you know, but I would like to mention, so we have a course starting on June 6th. And if people go to VickiDeRosaStore.com, they can search for the course and the discount. I'm so happy to be able to give you all a discount, but it's Live Happy Now, and it's 10% off. And the thing is, you know, this is the same course, and I've also been able to add to it, but this is the same course we've been doing for ages and ages at hospitals, and people have been getting well and healing disease, lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, losing weight. And so it's $333 per month. It's the lowest I can make it, plus 10% off for your audience, Mari.
Awesome. So this is great. So this is the course you've been doing at the corporate and medical level, but now it's available to the regular person, to everybody.
Exactly. And also, because now I get to, I also am adding, I'm basically doubling it, and I'm adding the book that I was working on last year, I decided to put into a course. So we're going to be doing emotional work, we're going to be doing mindfulness, we're going to be learning how to control the power of the mind. So it's all about happiness. It's all about, it's health and happiness in one course.
I love it. And so Live Happy Now gives you the 10% off. I'm going to add that.
Yes.
I'm going to add that to the Blog Talk page so they can go right here. Your website is already there, but they can also have the code there. Boom, put it right in. Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the course.
So I think the fact, you know, there's still losing weight has become a $1 billion business.
Yes.
It's all about supplements. It's all about protein shakes. It's all about, you know, this fad diet, buy this fad book. Losing weight and feeling better and having more energy, which those are the issues. Chronic disease, having more energy, all that are the issues. So we do it with information. And so the course is 24 pre-recorded sessions that you get in 12 weeks. So it's 2 recorded sessions per week. And then once a week, I will get the group together to just do Q&A. So I'll be able to do a live every single week to answer questions. And then whoever misses the Q&A can go back and also still see that. That way they get all of their questions answered. And the way that I say it to people is, even if we have, you know, 1,000 people on this course and there's only 10 people asking a question, usually whatever's going on that week, they're going to get their question answered. And so it's a 12-week course, and it's beautiful the way it's been developed. We have case studies from hospitals. We have testimonials where nurses and physicians have lost, and I'm not joking, but this is what happens when you get real information. We have nurses and physicians who have lost 50 pounds in 3 months.
Wow.
And it sounds like a lot, but the thing is, when you all of a sudden get clean, truly clean, the body will just drop that weight. And so, I mean, that's just the side effect. The beautiful thing that I love is cholesterol, blood pressure, energy levels, you know, those things get affected. But then, and, you know, and so that's the program that we've done in the hospitals. But what I'm truly excited now is I get to add to it, because I've also developed 12 steps like the health course. I've developed 12 steps on truly controlling your mind, because it doesn't matter what you put in your body. If your heart and your mind are not well, you will not be well.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
So, and they also get, in addition to these sessions that they will get weekly, which are then, you know, added on to each week, every single day they will receive a health tip. And it'll be short, it'll be interesting, but it'll truly be a health tip so that so that at the end of 3 months with all these daily health tips, they will be armed for the rest of their life with health.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. I love it. No wonder you're so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, and there's more. I keep forgetting. There's more. We're also I did a video series after I healed myself last year of this tumor. Our team wanted to capture what I had done because we also have these cancer programs that we've been doing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a whole video series on what I used. And so we're attaching that, which is also a separate thing that's on our course. And then we're also attaching an ebook that I've created for slimming down in 2 weeks. So they get a lot, Marty. They get as much as I can give them.
We sure do. And you're so happy because you can give all your information. I can just feel the joy because you fully authentic. And I know what you mean. Corporate is corporate and there are limitations. Doing anything, teachers have limitations because of administration.
Yes.
So now you're on your own here and you're completely free to give it all. And I am so happy for you. And I'm so thrilled that you created this. Very, very
Thank
nice.
You so much. And you are right. You are feeling that joy. I feel very free and I feel that I get to be truly authentic, which is magnificent.
That's fantastic. Very good. So it's Vicky DeRosaStore.com. You'll see it right here on the blog talk. And you can also email Vicky@VickyDeRosaStore. And you can also have a replay of this. We are live, but a replay is being created as we speak, and it'll be available. So pass this on to people you know that want to be happy, want to get healthy. This is a great, great broadcast. So, Vicky, is there one last thing? We have just shy of 3 minutes that you'd like to say to the listener, something that's really on your heart today.
I would just say start now. Start now, because, you know, there's that famous phrase, if not now, then when? And if not you, then who? So start now. Just taking the first step to changing your life, because I think sometimes it feels overwhelming and you might feel like you have everything going on, and it could be career, it could be health, it could be family, it could be relationships. One step at a time, just make one small shift. And if you would like, we have made this incredible exclusive community on Facebook. It's called Live Like You Are Dying.
Mm-hmm.
Live Like You Are Dying Challenge or Group. God. and you have to be allowed in. So it's a very safe community. And I share a lot of insight there. People get to share their own stories there. People talk to each other there. So we would love to have you.
Fantastic. Very good. So make sure that you check out all here. And even after the show is done, I'll be adding more links. I'll be adding the code for the 10% discount, and we'll add the Facebook group. We'll add a link to that so you can go right there from that. Very good. Well, Vicky, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. I love what you've created. I love your energy. You're such an inspiration because things come at you and you just don't accept, you know, you don't accept necessarily what the medical professionals say. You say, well, this is my life, and I'm going to live it on my terms. And that's super, super brave, and I love that about you.
And, Mari, I have to thank you, and you are an inspiration because you allow people like me to do what we love to do. And so that in itself is inspirational, and I'm very, very grateful for you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Please come back and catch us on the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you so much, Mari. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.